The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So the topic that I've been reflecting on in the past, actually a couple of weeks, it's been coming up more, and in my own experience and in talking with others about what's happening for them, is the topic of conceit. And in the Buddhist understanding, one of the ways this topic is discussed, the word conceit in the English language often means that we think we're better than someone. But in the Buddhist understanding, one of the ways that this this idea is explored is not only when we think we're better than someone, but when we think we're less than someone or the same as. Any kind of comparing, any kind of measuring against others is a way that this topic of conceiving or thinking about ourselves in relationship, it's a key way in which we kind of separate ourselves from other people. And so this notion of I'm better than, I'm less than, I'm the same as, is something that's useful to keep in mind, to be aware of. When are we doing that? We may not be doing it so much I'm better than, we may be doing somebody else is better than, or somebody else is less than, and again, in a kind of an othering. But this whole process is in the terrain of the ego or the sense of self, the mind constructing a separation between us and others. And so this is something that's useful to explore in our practice, to just be aware of this kind of thinking in our minds and how it's affecting us. But what I've seen actually more recently in my own practice is not so much a comparison with others, but it was kind of a surprise in one of my meditations maybe about a week or so ago. I noticed that in the meditation, the mind was kind of, at a very subtle level, kind of drawing a comparison between how I am today and how I was 3 weeks ago. The way the meditation had unfolded, it's kind of the more common way it used to unfold before this whole big shift in all of our lives. There's we're noticing this in a lot of different areas of our lives. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying, I'm just having a lot of trouble thinking. It's like my brain just doesn't want to think very well. And so there's a lot of these differences that are happening. And I think some of this is because there's a lot new going on in our lives. That's like our systems are adjusting to radically new conditions. And so of course things are different than they used to be, but this doesn't prevent our mind from thinking or comparing itself to itself or comparing itself to an idea of itself. And in my own experience, it was definitely that my mind was somehow comparing the meditation or the sense of how I was in my mind and in my practice before this all happened and now. And I think we do this a lot, this kind of comparing. It's a kind of self-judgment. So, we do have this, I should be better, I should do this better. But we don't often, I think about the fact that we're comparing ourselves to something, and sometimes an idea of ourselves. And so I found that recognition to be actually useful to see that I was comparing myself to myself in completely different conditions. The way that my mind settled and the way that the meditation unfolded 3-4 weeks ago, of course it's different. And this is speaking somewhat to the aspect of the guided meditation I was pointing to, which I've been playing with this week in the groups that I've been talking to. As we become aware of what's happening in our experience, that awareness is the meditation, and we can just say, whatever we're aware of, that's what the meditation, how the meditation is supposed to feel. not that it should feel some way other than this, not that it should feel the way it used to feel. And so I just, you know, wanted to kind of open that as a topic or as an exploration. I think this kind of comparison to ourselves or to how we used to be or think we may be in the future, I don't think it's just limited to comparing ourselves to the past, but some idea of where we think we should be. Oh, I'm not where I think I should be. I think we do this a lot, but what I've seen in my own experience is that it's kind of highlighted this aspect of this comparing myself to myself. Is highlighted right now because the conditions are so different than they were some weeks ago. It's like my mind is still struggling to kind of reconcile that the world is not the same as it was before. And so that it's got this kind of agitation around that. And when I began to notice, oh, the mind is comparing to like radically different conditions, that really supported a letting go of that kind of conceiving, of comparing.